Dave and Darren.
Hello.
Is Don on the phone? Hey, everybody.
Oh, careful.
haven't even started yet, and I'm about to spill. It's the Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. And Darren comes walking into the Capriati Studios here.
Yep.
This is marvelous. You brought some sort of refreshment, and you're telling me this is from a listener?
Yeah, these are the two beers that he purchased.
We talked about this in the last podcast. So this is I've just poured it all over the table.
You poured it all over me.
I'm sorry about that. I've had a long day.
Already.
It really has been. So this is, I've never even heard of this. This is Kentucky.
How is it that you've never heard of this?
Do you know how many beers there are in the world?
1,000.
Yeah, more than that. I've not heard of this. Kentucky Vanilla Barrel Cream Ale. So it's a cream ale that I imagine is aged in a bourbon barrel. Okay. And does it come from Kentucky, or is it just, I mean, Kentucky? Oh, Lexington, Kentucky. Okay. Brewed and packaged by
Go Wildcats!
Lexington Brewing Company, Lexington, Kentucky. Cream ale with natural added, aged in our bourbon barrels. Okay.
He says it's fantastic, well, so let's try it. Well, it looks good.
I'm a fan of anything
bourbon aged. Got a nice color.
Not much of a bourbon drinker, but a bourbon aged beer and a cream ale. That's an interesting move.
Well, I can't drink bourbon. I'm not a liquor rat. That has got a nice taste.
That's yummy.
Creamy.
Oh, that is yummy. So, do you know the name of the listener that got this for us?
I don't remember.
Did he tell you?
Well, he
did. Did he tell you?
He didn't tell me.
So he recognized you in line at the Hy-Vee and said, "Here, I got these beers for you and Dave."
That man's got 60 Keystone Lights.
Uh-huh.
He needs two more beers. Let's make it 62.
This really is creamy and good. So it's a cream ale. That's a vanilla barrel cream ale. That's fantastic.
He had mentioned his name before. He didn't mention his name that time.
Oh, so you've met this guy before. He's a listener that is a repeat offender in terms of being good to us.
He's a repeat.
Well, that's marvelous. Welcome, everybody, to the Top 5 Things.
Do it live!
My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
I'm sorry. My mouth is full.
Yeah, and I got to get a paper towel. Can you read a liner? Because
I can mention
all over the table here.
I can mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Being that it is autumn, fall into a pumpkin pie latte or a chai tea. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages. And if you're looking to take something home or looking for a gift, how about whole bean coffee or loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you also by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to every podcast we've ever done.
Oh, wow.
And also some specialty programming just for you.
Yeah, I imagine we'll be doing a November podcast for the patrons here before you know it. I know you had mentioned you wanted to do it on Friday.
But you're gone.
Yeah, so I'm going to be back home in Tinley Park, Illinois this weekend for the National Beard Growing Championship.
So the beards almost gone.
Well, I don't know.
You're going to get critiqued, or will you maybe?
Yeah. No, I'm entering. My beard coach, Ross, has decided what category he wants
to put me in. You're like in what, free range?
No, I'm in. Yeah, it's. Oh, I got to look back and see what he signed me
up
for.
You wouldn't be in the champion's flight.
Well, for this style of beard, I might be. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're not a champion.
Well, that word has two meanings. It means something other than turning 50 years old.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. So I'll be doing that this weekend. You know, you mentioned the different types of beer. On Friday, I'll be there with my TV show Brewed, because the whole championship is happening at a brewery in Tinley Park, Illinois.
Now, do you guys have to wear beard masks?
What? It's not an Eyes Wide Shut party. What the hell is a beard mask?
You don't see people wearing sanitary beard masks?
Oh, like, okay. So, like, do brewers wear that? Yeah. Well,
it's like, can you imagine? Can you imagine changing the filters after you knuckleheads are there?
Well, if a beer were to get...
If
facial hair were to go into water, I think the boiling hot water would dissolve it.
Yeah, but still.
And the alcohol would kill it, I think.
So you're just saying you guys don't want to wear sanitary beard.
I'm telling you, I've been behind the scenes at 100 breweries. I've never seen anyone wear a beard net.
My guess is 100% of the people that make beer have beards.
Pretty close.
I bet it is.
At some point on Friday, so I'll be there for the Brewers Championship. The people that work at breweries will be there with their beards.
But that's and not you.
No, although I am kind of in the brewery.
No, you talk about it.
I mean, I used to work for a brewery. Yeah, and I have a job
that
is
brewing side.
I'm brewery adjacent, but I mean that would be like giving Milo Hamilton a Golden Glove Award.
Is Milo still with us?
He passed some time ago.
Yeah.
For some reason, he's the first play-by-play guy I could come up with.
So you're saying you're talking about a posthumous Gold Glove for Milo Hamilton.
I would
hope. Is that the comparison you're making?
I would hope that my genius will be recognized in my lifetime, but I'm not too hopeful that's going to happen. Anyway, on Friday, they're going to have a beard growing contest and a championship for brewers' beards, and then at some point, I think whoever wins, they're going to then harvest yeast out of that guy's beard.
How do you know there's any yeast there?
Oh, there's yeast. There's yeast in everything. There's yeast all over this table. There's yeast everywhere. And it's a matter of harvesting it. So they will be harvesting somebody's beard yeast and then making a beer out of it. You'll be able to taste the championship beer.
Keep it. I'll have my Kentucky Vanilla Barrel Cream Ale.
5.5% alcohol by volume. This is delicious. Yeah. Well, reach out to us on... It says... Brewed in bourbon country.
It does have that bourbon finish, doesn't it?
It's a beautiful color in the head on it. That's fantastic. It smells like...
I don't know how many of these I can drink.
It smells like... Now, see, you're drinking out of the bottle. I put mine in a glass.
Well, yeah.
It's got kind of like a candy apple.
Polloy. Mm.
Well, it's important what a beer looks like.
What notes are you picking up?
I'm getting a real caramel here, but it's vanilla. It's vanilla, but my palate is interpreting it as caramel.
Do you taste the bourbon finish?
I'm not getting as much of the bourbon in the finish as I am in the nose. Here, smell it from the horn of this thing. You can really...
What is a horn?
That's in the glass. This is called a horn. The top of it is called the horn.
Okay, sure it is.
Come on now.
Sure it is.
Don't make me feel weird.
You'll fall for anything, won't you? they just tell you this stuff at these breweries, and you just go along with it, don't you?
Maybe that's the case. Mm-hmm. You'll never guess who's got a new movie coming out. Famous actor, maybe one of the all-time great famous actors, and has got a new movie coming out. It'll be a Vietnam War action drama, which is going to be a pretty neat trick, I think.
My guess is it's going to be...
Yes, which actor, and I told you you're going to have a hard time believing it, but he's coming back to do a movie.
He's coming back to do a movie, so that means he's still alive.
Well, that's not the case,
actually. Oh!
Died in a car crash in 1955.
All right, so it's James Dean.
James Dean is making an unexpected return.
See how I got there?
Well, I gave it away.
No, you didn't. No, I brought up the fact that so that means he's still alive. And you couldn't, and you said no.
Much like Milo Hamilton has been posthumously awarded a Golden Glove, James Dean has been posthumously awarded a role in a Vietnam-era action movie called Finding Jack. This will be coming out, I guess, next year.
So does that mean they find nothing?
What do you mean?
Finding Jack.
We didn't find Jack today.
We didn't find Jack.
Yeah, they're going to be using a CGI and actual footage and photos.
From what movie?
Well, I mean, he only did three movies, right? So Finding Jack is based on the existence and abandonment of more than 10,000 military dogs at the end of Vietnam.
So this is like an outtake of Giant? Wasn't that...
Can't you see you're tearing these dogs apart?
Well, wasn't that the premise where they had all these horses that they turned into dog food?
I've never seen it. Is that the case? They're turning horses into dog food? That's the point of that movie?
I think so.
Rebel Without a Cause, Giant, and what else is he in?
High Anxiety.
I don't think that's true. He did more than two movies, right? East of Eden. East of Eden. Dean is going to play a character.
Wasn't Rosie O'Donnell in the remake of that?
Yes, that's a different movie. Very different movie. Can you imagine thinking Rosie O'Donnell as a dominatrix, that'll get people in the seats. That'll sell tickets.
Yeah, that was kind of like the carrot and the stick, because you had your Dana Delaney.
Yes.
See.
Very much see.
And then a big stick.
Mm-hmm.
With Rosie O'Donnell.
This movie company that's going to be casting James Dean. Now, they say they've gotten...
I broke my whip!
They've got...
Sliding all over the place.
The man was sliding.
Jesse Salacious, I'm going to spank him with this bard.
Rosie O'Donnell, in writing
spanking
the rest of my sister.
People with a big giant piece of wood. Just a plywood.
This is just a quick impression for you. This is Rosie O'Donnell in Riding the Bus with My Sister doing a scene with Animal, the Muppet drummer. Ready?
Jesse Delicious, I'm going to hit him with this board. Hit me with the board. I'm going to hit you too.
It's the same voice. Thank you. So they got permission from James Dean's family, I guess, to do this, because you really need to do that. And he'll be playing a secondary role, Rogan, in this movie. Very excited. So James Dean, despite the fact that he's been dead since 1955, he's got a new movie coming out. Dean's performance will be constructed via full-body CGI using actual footage and photos. Another actor will do the voice.
James Dean,
mm-hmm.
Obviously not aware of Star Wars.
No.
Or Jaws.
No.
Or Elvis, even.
He's not aware of Elvis?
Not in 55, he's probably not.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. Well, they're very excited about this.
He probably wasn't paying attention to much anyway.
James Dean?
Yeah.
Didn't pay attention to speed limits. You think he pays attention to pop culture?
A little too self-centered.
Yeah, no thanks. This is what's going to happen now, right? There's just going to be movies. Like, we've reached a point in our culture where we've decided we're done doing anything new.
Well, we don't have an original idea, that's for sure.
It seems weird that James Dean would be the first one to do this. Does he really have any... Like, does anyone under the age of 40 know who James Dean is? That's who buys movie tickets, right? Do you think an 18-year-old kid is going to want to go see James Dean in a Vietnam movie?
Do they know
movie?
Who Jimmy Dean is?
No. I would hope so. Those delicious sausages speak for themselves, I should say. Let's get into the top five things, yes?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their cold turkey, slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. Absolutely delicious. Get one today. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And whatever your favorite sandwich is, make sure you turn it into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. At Capriati's, they're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Be sure when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I mean, with all these CGIs and deep fakes, I've been saying this for years. We're about 10, 15 years away from a new Beatles album where they're going to have an algorithm that figures out what a Beatles song sounds like. They'll be able to recreate all of their voices. They'll have CGI models
now,
doing hologram
voices,
tours.
Will the voices be better than the voices on Yellow Submarine?
Well, those were actors pretending to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I would hope so, too. Yeah. Yeah, we've just as a culture decided we're done with anything new. I mean, we're going to be going to movies where it's going to be like Clark Gable and Harrison Ford doing, you know, Gone with the Wind 2. I don't know.
Frankly, Han Solo.
I actually would go see that movie. Now that I've done the little elevator pitch here, I think I would go see Han Solo and Rhett Scarlet, or the hell his name is.
Han Solo during the Civil War.
Rhett Butler, sorry. Scarlet's the chick in that movie, right?
Yes.
Okay. Top five things. Our first story here. Play the sound effects so people know that we're doing our first story, would you? Because it's otherwise people get confused. We're at
number one.
Number one.
Tell you why the podcast works.
It's the
formatics.
You can really beat the hell out of somebody with this thing.
Darren's got a bottle opener. Yeah. It's pretty well made, yeah?
Yeah.
Reminds me, I have another pull of this vanilla bourbon. This is fantastic. This is available on the Iowa side, or where did you get this?
Devil's Glen Road.
See, you strike me as the kind of guy that would get his beer in the Illinois side so you don't have to pay the deposit. That's a substantial savings in the volume that you buy it.
Well,
in.
Except for the fact that I do take my deposits back.
Oh, you get your nickel.
Yes, okay. I do.
Yeah, see, I've never done that.
I do.
Yeah, that's not something for me to do. I just write that off as a tax. So our top story here, number one. Guy goes and gets a vasectomy, mm-hmm. which is, you know, a pretty normal thing to do. You've made a decision.
Now, they talk about these vasectomies now where they're not... No incision.
No, they just now and anymore. You are go into a room.
Are they going through the urethra?
Now they just take you. They take you in a room. Somebody gives you a dirty look, and then you put a bag of frozen peas on yourself for the weekend, and you're done. Yeah, this guy wants to immortalize his sperm by turning it into a vasectomy ring. He wants to transform his sperm into a Christmas present, a vasectomy ring. He's got five kids preparing to have a vasectomy at the end of November.
Yeah.
And he wants to have a sperm ring made, which he will then give to his wife as a Christmas gift, if he can get it made in time. He says he and his wife are always pranking each other with unusual gifts, and he thinks this could be his best one yet. In order for the idea to become a reality, he's contacting
He knows you can't see sperm, right?
He says, to cut to the chase, I'm looking for a jeweler who can put my sperm into a ring, which I would then give to my wife for Christmas. I know this is super weird, but I'm due to get a vasectomy at the end of November and wanted to do something funny with the last few living sperm I've got. Kind of like a keepsake of my manhood.
So he thinks the sperm are going to continue to live in the ring?
In the ring. In case of emergency, ring.
They have a shelf life of how long?
Mm-hmm. He says the plan is to give the ring to my wife on Christmas Day, wait for her to tell me it's beautiful, let her wear it for a couple of hours, and then tell her what it's actually made out of. So you don't think I'm completely crazy? My wife and I have been together for more than 20 years and have five kids.
I think you're crazy.
I know this type of jewelry can be quite expensive, so I've set some money aside for the ring. But it's not a lot of money, but it's some money. So he's been looking for a month now for a jeweler that'll help him make a ring out of his sperm. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Go ahead.
Number two.
Two.
Smell your ring.
Number two. On our top five things. Well, this is another wonderful jewelry story. This one involves a golden toilet that someone thought it would be a good idea to make. A golden toilet that costs thousands and thousands of dollars, Darren.
Uh-huh.
It's encrusted with the finest jewels. 815 diamonds embedded.
Didn't Liberace have a
gold toilet?
A gold toilet?
It seems like something he would have. Gold toilet with 40,815 diamonds embedded in the seat. Now, that can't be comfortable. Sitting on 40,815 diamonds? It's a solid gold toilet. Hong Kong Jewelry Company exhibiting this at an expo in China. The Coronet Jewelry brand unveiled their golden toilet in Shanghai.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo lets you know when you're done.
The toilet is made of gold. The seat is composed of bulletproof glass with 40,815 diamonds embedded at it for a total of 334.68 carats. They're going to have this thing inspected by the Guinness World Records today to determine whether it qualifies for a new golden toilet record. Most diamonds set in a toilet apparently is a record. It would be the 10th world record.
Not one that we're going to be breaking anytime soon.
You know, this is a toilet that is embedded with 40,815 diamonds.
What was the world?
And you've done some world record work on a toilet not far from a baseball diamond. Where's your award? Where's your pound of flesh?
What was the world record we thought we could break the other day?
There was one that seemed very doable. I can't remember what it was. If you remember, give us a text at 470-23-NACHO. It was like blinking or something stupid like that. Whatever it was when I told you what the record was, it seemed incredibly doable.
Yes.
Like, clap their hands together 10 times in a minute or something.
Like, eat a bag of chips. Eat an entire bag of chips.
If you remember what we're referring to, the text line number, if you could help Dave and Darren out, the text line number is 470-23-NACHO.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James has a location in Cedar Rapids as well at 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Having a get-together? Well, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, if it's a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit for groups of all sizes. They can handle it. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. What will happen is you'll get a medium sub and you'll only pay for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
That's a deal.
It is a deal.
Yeah, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. It's more important now than it's ever been.
What was it that Michael was talking about Capriati's the other day?
To you
making
or to me?
Making a mention on Facebook page. He was doing a little bit of a complete rundown of everything that they ordered.
I'm off Facebook.
Are you?
Yeah, I can't anymore.
Even ours. I'm not on Facebook. I've never been on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm very rare. I can't anymore. I just can't with the Facebook. I'm done.
Are people attacking you?
No. Well, I mean, a little, some.
Some
attack? That's fine. That's to be expected. But as far as I just can't with the Facebook. I've just gotten to a point where I can't anymore. I'm on Twitter if you need me for social media, but Facebook, I'm over it. I can't. I'm done. Can we do number three?
Sure.
On the top five things. Number three.
Number three.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to pay attention to the Facebook because I'm off it.
Oh, okay. Well, I am paying attention.
Good. Keep up the good work, Darren.
Thank you.
So this guy...
Do you think I'm being influenced? Is that the idea?
Do I think you're being influenced?
That I'm being influenced?
No, I don't think you're being influenced.
No, of course I'm not.
I feel good about your chances. Of course I'm
not. This stuff's going right over my head. Listen, folks, my mind is already made up about a bunch of stuff. You're not going to influence me.
This story comes to us from Australia. A New Zealand tourist is in Australia. All right? Guy's name is Christopher Foley. He's in Australia, and he hires a hooker to come over to his hotel room. Hooker comes over, and it's not quite what he ordered, but he thinks, all right, well, let's just go. And then as they're doing...
What do you mean, not quite what he thought?
He was disappointed, and he had ordered this sex worker.
I understood.
And then when the sex worker came to his hotel room, he's like, well, this doesn't match the description of what I was told I was getting.
little bait and switch?
Right. But he decides, now you're here, let's go ahead and have the sex. And then halfway through the sex, he realizes, I can't do this. You're just not what I wanted.
And so at that point, is he looking at for like a prorated deal?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry. You look nothing like your online description. This isn't working for me. He became...
You know why that is?
He became frustrated.
I'm a kangaroo.
And then he asked her to leave, right? But this is in the middle of the sex, right? The sex worker comes to his hotel. Halfway through the sex, he's like, this is not going to end well, so I need you to just leave.
Well, it wasn't going to end well anyway.
Right. But it's not, you know, it's like a pizza. If you start eating the pizza, you can't return the pizza, right?
Well.
If a sex worker comes to your door. I never have. If your sex worker comes to the door and you say no at the door, that's one thing. But to have her in the room and to do the sex with the sex worker.
Do you look at the pizza before you take it from the delivery driver and take it into the house?
I think it's a good best practice.
I mean, like kind of like checking your eggs?
Yeah, I think it's best practice.
Okay, I'd like to see the pizza,
please.
Well,
I'm going to just take a quick look at this before I let you go. Okay, yeah, this is what I ordered. You're free to go, and here's a little something for you. So he's there. He gets the hooker come over, and she decides, well, I'm not leaving. You can't just kick me out. I need you to pay me.
Of course.
This is at 1:45 in the morning. He says, I need you to leave. She won't leave.
Not until I get paid.
He does the only rational thing.
What are the law? What are the rules for prostitution in Australia?
I don't know. They might have different rules than us. Because, I mean, they describe her as a sex worker. I don't know. Do they have legalized prostitution in Australia? It wouldn't surprise me if they did. She won't leave, so he decides, okay. He then activates the sprinkler system in the hotel room in an attempt to flood her out. Activates the sprinkler system. This is on the sixth floor of the hotel.
How do you activate this? What, with what? Like a lighter?
He starts pounding on the sprinkler equipment to get it to go off. The sprinkler system then activated.
Talk about throwing a fit.
And then flooded the entire common room area and some of the apartment entries there on the sixth floor. All of the building's residents and guests forced to leave and evacuate. This is, again,
it's
at 1:45 in the morning.
Just pay her?
No, you gotta flood it.
I have principles.
You gotta flood a hooker out.
If I don't stand for something.
Police, fire crews, paramedics all show up, and he's like, listen, would you look at her? I was not about to pay for the sex with this sex worker.
I mean, police. Your honor, your eminence.
His lawyer.
I'm not a judge. I work the desk here at the hotel.
His lawyer told the magistrate there in Australia the sex worker, quote, was not as per the description, and after trying to get his payment back, Foley set off the alarm to get her to leave.
Your honor, look at her. She's got a horn coming out of her head.
Number four.
What choice did I have but to, you know, try and flood this hooker out of my hotel room? He may have been drinking, by the way. How about this? A guy has had a tapeworm removed, 12 centimeters long. This tapeworm, Wang Li is this guy's name.
Oh, I thought you were going to say... Tapeworm's name was Wang Li. Over there, they name their tapeworms.
Everybody, Wang Li tonight. Everybody have fun tonight. This guy, Wang, was treated for a malignant brain tumor. And then they figured out this isn't a brain tumor.
At all.
It was a tapeworm that was eating his brain for the last 15 years.
So, there's still some damage then. If you've had 15 years of slow erosion of your brain.
Right. He said was starting to feel numbness down his left side in 2007. And he's had bad health ever since. Been to a bunch of specialists. They treated him for a malignant brain tumor, figured out this is not a tumor; it's a tapeworm living in your brain.
There are some Pink Floyd songs I just can't listen to.
That's like the old joke you used to do on the playground. Remember that, where you put your fingers on someone's head and you go, "What's this?" And they go, "I don't know." And you go, "It's brainworms." And then you say, "What's it doing? What are they doing?" And the kid goes, "I don't know." And you go, "Starving to death." You ever do that?
No. It's a good joke.
My return to Tinley Park has got me nostalgic for the old playground stuff.
You gonna try that one out?
You know, it's weird because I haven't
then
been.
Then let me ask you this.
I haven't been back home where I grew up in over 20 years.
Are you shaving the beard this weekend?
You mean like trim it up or?
I mean, well, that's what I'm asking. Are you going to trim it or are you going to shave it completely off? Or are you just going to leave it as is?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, It really works for the holidays.
Yeah, a little too much, to the point where I'm worried the kids are going to think I'm Santa.
What's wrong with that?
Maybe I do want to be Santa. I don't know. I've heard with a real beard.
Why wouldn't you want to be Santa Claus?
I've heard with a real beard, and this is full-on Santa beard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a little whiter, but I've heard if you have a real Santa beard, that's where the real money comes
in. I'm a young Santa.
Right.
This is my first Christmas. First Christmas, I gave you my heart.
I guess there's a new Michael song out today.
Santa has to have a first Christmas.
I'm the new Santa.
Although they tried to lead us to believe that Santa was a redhead.
Well, that was a Rankin and Bass claymation nonsense.
It's my first Christmas.
I don't know that I need to sing like that to the children. Are you Santa?
I sure am.
First Christmas, I gave you my heart. Very next day, you gave it away.
Okay. Never trust a Santa with a Velcro fly.
No, we're calling the cops is what we're doing. So yeah, this guy had a worm eating his brain. Finally, on the top five things, number five, this story comes to us.
Number five.
You ever seen the movie Cool Hand Luke?
Yes. At least parts of it.
I want you to think about the movie Cool Hand Luke, but not when she's washing the car. That's got to be one of the hottest things ever. Mm. When she's washing the car in Cool Hand Luke. What's a hotter part of any regular movie? Like a more erotic part of a regular movie than when she's washing the car in Cool Hand Luke? Is there anything that's even close to being as hot as that scene? I mean, it's a Paul Newman, George Kennedy film, and in the middle of it, there's just this jiggle fest where this woman is just putting him on the glass for daddy, quite literally.
I guess our buddy Camel Tony got in trouble.
Who's Camel Tony?
He's a friend. Got in trouble again. Got in trouble again. I think he might have been a friend of Nudie Rudy's. Okay. Camel Tony got in trouble again this Halloween season, going as Winnie the Pooh. as Camel Tony would always say, going as Pooh only meant wearing all you needed for Winnie the Pooh was a red t-shirt and courage.
Number five.
This happened in India. A man is dead at the age of 42 after attempting to eat 50 eggs.
Now, that's not something I think I could do.
Nobody can do it. Yadav and his friend were at the Bijagani market getting a bite to eat when the two started to have an argument. We don't know what the source of the conflict was, but somehow it escalated into Yadav betting his buddy 2,000 rupees, which would be about $28 American, that he could down 50 eggs right there and right then.
Cooked or raw?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, there was a vendor there. So I bet you $28 I could eat 50 hard-boiled eggs. They're arguing, then the egg-eating contest begins. He was making good time up until he got to egg number 41. Sure,
you hit the wall, yeah.
He then popped the 42nd egg into his mouth and fell unconscious, rushed to a local clinic where he was pronounced dead a few hours later. Doctors ruled Yadav's death was due to overeating.
I'm going to need that $28.
I love this part of the story where it says, his family has not released a statement on the incident. Why would they?
Could I get $28, please? I mean, I did win the bet.
My thoughts are with you. And also, for the service, I brought some hard-boiled eggs in case anyone's hungry.
I bought $28 worth of flowers, so we'll call it a wash.
So that's about 6 pounds of eggs. 50 eggs is about 6 pounds, which is much more volume than the average human stomach can accommodate. And again, This is like the Cool Hand Luke. Now, what was it in Cool Hand Luke? What was the bet in Cool Hand Luke? How many eggs could you
like use? I said, I only saw part of it.
You just saw the car washing part? Yeah?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I saw very little of Cool Hand Luke.
Well, if you haven't seen the girl wash the car in Cool Hand Luke, do yourself a favor.
Maybe what I saw was HUD.
Okay. Well, Paul Newman made more than one movie.
Well,
and he might be making more, I guess, if I can bring it back to where we started.
I did see The Sting.
Well, there you go.
Those were his salad days.
That's going to do it.
Actually, they weren't. His salad days came later, didn't they?
Yeah, when he was making all that dressing.
Boy.
That's going to do it for
him. And I can't get anything accomplished.
So he would just bring that salad dressing to parties. It was just something he made for fun.
Yeah.
And he'd bring the salad dressing to parties, and people would be like,
as opposed to salad dressing, bottle of wine?
Yes. Like, hey, everybody, I made some salad dressing.
Hmm.
And people would go nuts for the salad dressing, and then he decided to put it on store shelves. What kind of man makes his own salad dressing? That's fascinating. And for everyone to be excited, like, Paul, if you're coming to the party,
bring some of that salad dressing.
Bring some of that homemade salad dressing.
But it tastes like every other salad dressing.
Oh, I don't know.
It's ranch. It tastes like ranch.
Yeah, but Paul Newman made it with his own hands.
He probably had his own guacamole recipe, too. Big deal.
Honey, sit down. Paul Newman's coming to our party. Did you ask him? Yes, I asked him to bring the salad dressing. And what'd he say? He said he was going to make some and
Paul
bring
Newman
it.
Make a French salad dressing?
Oh, yeah. So many different things. Oh, so many varieties.
All his original recipes?
I believe Mr. Newman had a hand in creating all of them,
and
yes.
He was also
a race car driving
enthusiast, too.
He was a champion race car. He won several events. Paul Newman is like maybe the greatest American ever. When you look at everything that guy did.
Not his real name.
Really? Paul Newman's not his real name? You're making that up.
Maybe.
Hello, Newman.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Enjoy their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. You won't have to compete with Dave. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. What will happen is you'll get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one at Capriati's Extraordinary Food for those unwilling to settle. Good luck with the beard championship.
Balsamic vinaigrette, Caesar, cranberry walnut, honey mustard.
No French.
Zesty Italian, poppy seed, and sesame ginger.
What about Western?
That's just secret sauce, right?
That's just like a sweeter French.
Okay.
It's like salad dressing for babies.
So it's 1982, and he's just making his own salad dressing for whenever he's invited to a function. Can you imagine throwing a party and somebody showing up going, I made some salad dressing for everyone
trust,
to enjoy.
Quite frankly, I wouldn't trust
even if it was Paul Newman?
I don't know that I trust anybody bringing homemade salad dressing.
It seems a little weird.
What's in it?
That's going to do it for the top five things.
What's in it? I certainly am not going to trust the guy who's getting that vasectomy ring.
No, you don't want him making...
No, I don't want you anywhere near my salad.
Stay away, creep. Till we get a chance to do it for you again. Thanks for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Peace out.